Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Super Bowl is on Sunday, and man, we get the same email throughout the year. Where do I go to meet guys? Where do I go to meet guys? Man, this is your day. Sunday's your day.
Yeah, ladies, you got to get ready. I mean, seriously, get the hair did, get the nails done, shave your legs, and get ready for Sunday.
Yeah, same plan Burt has for his Super Bowl down in Miami.
This is just going to be shave his arms.
Right. I mean, this is really, I mean, on Sunday, think of the sports bars around town that are going to be packed with single guys. All with their buds, sitting there watching Super Bowl, getting their drink on.
Having a good time, just hanging out there. It's going to be unsuspecting men out everywhere.
And Dan Tanis here in Buckhead is, I mean, it's one of the premier sports bars here in town. And every time I go into that place now, I look around, and it is like, I mean, it's like the beautiful people hanging out at that place.
Well, I would tell you that I think it is one of the only places in Atlanta that leans men versus women. Like, where you walk into the bar and you're like, wow, there's a lot of dudes here. Like, typically, that is a place that I would say is 70-30.
And it's quality dudes, too.
Which is odd, because the proportion of women to men in Atlanta is 804.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. I just think more women go out more often. But yeah, a lot of times you'll walk into a place and you're like, God, there's like, you know, 70 to 30 women in the room. But at Dan Tanis, to me, it's way more guys that are the regulars there. And good-looking guys, too. Like, business guys, like, a lot of people going there after work kind of thing. It's a really cool crowd.
It's not like your old-school sports bar, you know, like how they all used to be really dark and you'd walk in there and it didn't matter what time of afternoon or night, it always reeked of beer, and the floor is always sticky. Dan Tanis is nothing like that. It's high-end, sleek sports bar, right?
I'm fascinated by the TVs, you know, that suspend from the ceiling that you can see from both sides.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by those TVs.
All throughout the restaurant. It is cool.
That's cool.
I ain't going to the wrong place.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
They've got
kind
of like a patio and then a bar area and then a full restaurant, and the food's amazing too.
And the bar area has this huge screen right behind the bar. And it is like prime watching is right in front of that screen. There are like 2, 3, or 4 chairs right in front of that screen. We want to give you guys access to those chairs. We're looking for 2 women to compete for those spots at Dan Tanis on Sunday.
Wow.
But we're looking for women that don't know anything about football.
Right, because it's going to be you and one of your girlfriends that wins the spot.
So single girls.
Single girls.
Yes.
Because then the fact that the person who wins doesn't know anything about football gives them an opportunity to ask questions of the good-looking guys who are nearby.
Easy icebreaker right there. And guys are going to literally be reaching over to you to get to the bartender to get their drink. So, I mean, it's all right there lined up for you.
These are like VIP reserved spots that they're like actually like selling.
Are they really?
I think so.
Yeah, they're selling the bar seats.
Are they really?
They're like selling the bar seats for the Super Bowl.
These
like, that's how prime time these are going to be.
And I think it's, you know, for this region, it may be difficult to find women who don't know anything about football. But I think that the focus is we need women that are focusing on meeting these guys more so than the game. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be in those seats and just focused on the game and ignoring all the guys. The purpose of this is we're being your wing men and women to try to help you out. You know, just like Burt said, you don't know where to meet guys. Well, this is your chance to, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
We're putting you in the pond.
Or it's like picking up on guys in a sports bar.
Melissa, the look on Melissa's face, her dad said to her, fish in a barrel 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And in her mind, she said, someday
I'm going to
use that phrase. And finally,
Groundhog's
Day 2000. And Dad, love you, Dad.
Woo!
Thank you.
So here's what we're looking for. And you guys can call right now, 404-741-Q100. You must be single.
Yes.
You must know that you can bring a wing woman with you on Sunday. And you have to know very little about football. And what we're going to have the two of you guys do, you and who you're competing against, is do some basic NFL and football research this week. Friday, we will put the two of you guys on together. We will ask you basic questions about football. Whoever gets the most right gets the tickets, the VIP tickets into Dan Tanis. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, you got to be 21 years old for this because it is a bar.
Yes.
But, I mean, this really, if you're not going to the game and you're going to be hanging out, maybe the game isn't that important to you. This is like the perfect place to be. This is it.
This is man's day.
Mandate. Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Just on my way to work now.
All right. Oh. You are single.
Yes.
Very
I am.
Single.
And you have a cool accent.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, so I know nothing about football. I've been to one Falcons game in my life, and I didn't understand a single thing that was going on.
Okay. Now, I'm not as good at Spurt with the accents, but you sound British, so are you sure you're attractive?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to make jokes about teeth. Please don't.
No, I'm just making sure.
That was
sure.
The next thing out of his mouth. Like, yeah, just don't talk, don't smile.
Jeff, God.
What? As a wingman, I feel good about this because you have an accent, so we're helping out. Our brothers at Dantana's, because every dude digs a chick with an accent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And my other single friend is also from England as well. He would go as well, so there'd be two of us.
Did you say he would go as well?
She.
Yeah, my other single friend, yeah, my roommate, she's from England, so she'd be up for going as well.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
All right.
Maybe,
you guys
maybe
know
she said he because it's British roommate and you can't tell sometimes in dim light.
I'm going to apologize for Jeff right now. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
So let's get you on hold, and we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Okay.
And you know zero about NFL football.
I know nothing. I mean, people have tried to explain it to me, but I'm a big rugby fan, so I know the rules for rugby, but football.
Yeah, she's like football to me, soccer.
Do you know who's playing in the Super Bowl?
I know that New Orleans is, but I don't know the other team.
Okay,
only because I've heard so much about them, but all right, I don't know who the other team is.
That is perfect. Let me put you on hold. Just do some brief research on football this week, and then we're going to get you back on Friday, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, hold on. Okay.
If you have a couple of pints, might you touch his bangers and mash in the loo?
Really?
Hello.
Really, Jen? You're really tired, aren't you?
I'm exhausted.
Hey, Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? It's actually Story.
Story?
Oh, nice.
All right, what's that's the cool story name on Story?
There's not. I'm single. I've got a friend of mine that wants to go with me, mm-hmm. and we don't know that much about football.
Is your friend single, too?
She is.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's my neighbor.
Okay.
Who is playing in the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know.
No idea. So you have no idea whatsoever. What is the name?
I knew the games that were going into the Super Bowl beforehand, but I don't watch NFL, so.
Okay.
What is the name of?
I will say I'm a Florida fan. I'm a huge college football fan.
Hang
oh,
up
she's
on
perfect. No,
go Gators.
Hang
yeah, go Gators.
No wonder why she doesn't know anything about football.
That's right.
How long has it been since a man touched you the way your daddy touched your mommy once?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know when my dad touched my mom because I don't know where my dad is. But
well, he touched
my parents
her
are separated. Yeah, obviously. Long time ago. I'm 32. Definitely single. Definitely looking. Ready to get back in the game. I had a birthday last week.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, and my neighbor's birthday is next week. So we're definitely ready to get out there and have fun. We're cute and we're ready to learn a lot about football.
What is the name of the football team that represents Atlanta?
The Falcons.
Okay, you at least got that.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. Friday, we're going to put you on against English Catherine, British Catherine.
Awesome.
And we'll see who knows more about football, because you're going to have, you know, just the base, some basics, if mm-hmm. you're going to be hanging around all these guys on Sunday.
Right.
And whoever answers the most questions correctly will set you up in Dantana's in that, like, VIP area.
Great.
Nothing but single dudes in that place.
That sounds awesome.
Story, where are you from?
I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida, but I've been here since the 80s. So
we have British, Catherine, and Floridian Story.
That's right.
Florida
okay.
Story.
All right, we'll do this on Friday, okay?
All right, that sounds great, guys.
Okay, Lori, hold on.
Thanks so much, Lori.
And we will give this advice to you women also, man. If you want to be around a whole bunch of dudes on Sunday, man, Dantana's probably the place to be.
That's right.
Just stay away from the two VIP girls because we're trying to hook them up big
that's
time.
That's right.
Are those the only two contestants?
No, there are plenty of others calling.
Okay, good.
Why?
Just making sure.
Why? What's the matter with you today?
Nothing.
Why are you so salty, man?
I'm just making sure because somebody's got to look out for the guys at Dantana, so I want to make sure that we are choosing the best of the best.
Well, what makes you think that Catherine and Lori aren't the best of the best?
I
thought it was Story.
I mean, Story.
Yeah, I think that Catherine's probably a great option.
What's wrong with Story?
Yeah. Nothing. I don't know her. I'm just saying. Just want to make sure that there's more people to choose from.
You're just being a big old boosh.
No, I'm not.
You were ripping on Catherine because she's British.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure there's a good selection.
I think
for
he's
the
peacocking for you today because he was fine yesterday. You walked back in here this morning.
I think
he's peacocking for you.
I'm so tired that anything's funny. So y'all just, I'm here to be entertained by the Burt Show today. Okay, I'm not a member. I'm a listener today.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.